This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a brand new guest. I've been following this company for the last 5 or 6 months, and I told my team, let's reach out to them. We're talking about Sanuwave Health, Inc. I asked them to get Kevin Richardson on the phone and have him come into the show and call. And we'll get into that, why I like the company, how I think it's completely undervalued, how I think they turned the ship around. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SNWV. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Everett. I appreciate you reaching out. It's exciting to be on.
You know, I started following your company about six months ago. Correct me if my numbers are wrong or my metrics. In 2016, you guys did about $1.3 million in revenue. In 2015, you guys only did about $965,000. And on the $1.3 million, that was only on 45 devices. Is that correct?
That's correct. It was a good year for us, especially in the international markets.
So give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Sure. Sanuwave Health has been around using shockwaves to help with our device Dermapace to treat diabetic foot ulcers and wounds and accelerate the healing of those wounds. Our Orthopace device helps with ligament, sore muscle, tendon damage, plantar fasciitis, tennis elbow, other indications. All of our sales currently are international. We're awaiting our FDA approval domestically, and we've really seen a resurgence in our the shockwave device Dermapace internationally in the past year. The 45 devices you mentioned, that was triple the amount of devices placed the year before and was a record for us by a factor of three.
You know, recently you guys did an FDA submission process for the DermaPack to treat diabetic foot ulcers. Can you elaborate a little bit on that and where we're at in the process?
Sure. We Sanuwave Health ran a clinical study, what I'd call a gold standard clinical study with the FDA, with 336 patients, so a large patient population, double blinded, so they didn't know what device was being used when the patient was being treated, and the doctor didn't know what device was being used when the patient was being treated. And we had really good results at for 100% wound closure at 20 weeks. So compared to standard of care, our device showed dramatic improvements over standard of care. And then with wound area reduction, we showed dramatic results. We submitted that to the FDA in what's called a de novo process at the end of July last year. They came back with their comments in January, February timeframe. We've answered all of those. And now we're just waiting the FDA to give us the approval so we can begin marketing the device in the U.S. We already have approvals overseas, but for the FDA, we should hear sometime by the end of the year, maybe early next year. And with anything with the FDA, you don't know until you get the approval, but we feel really good about where we stand because it's an effective device to treat wounds, and it's safe. It's very safe, and those are the two criteria that the FDA care most about, effective and safe.
You know, I want to talk about returning back to your international sales, like all your money is basically is coming from, you know, overseas and international. But you guys recently signed up with some distributors, which I want you to elaborate a little bit on and give the growth to my listeners. One is Maytake, that you guys have a distributor out there in Italy. And the other one is Lithiomed in Taiwan. Can you just give us a little bit where we're at and how that's going to impact going forward?
Sure. We really began to focus on international about a year ago and reached out to our existing distributor base and kind of reignited them to get going and using the data that we got from the trial to go back and really ignite some sales. Last year, our biggest orders came out of South Korea, where they got their FDA approval to treat wounds using our device, and that's been dramatically successful for us. This year, we hired a new VP of International, Andre Mouton, with his background out of Siemens, and we stated goals publicly that we'd add 3 to 5 new countries by the end of the second quarter and 7 to 10 by the end of the year. We're on track for that. The announcement with Lithomed was really exciting just because they're only going to be distributing our wound care products in Taiwan, and that's a really exciting opportunity for us. We have one of our science advisors is over there, so and it came with a minimum guarantee. So when I look at the minimum guarantee over 3 years, it's double what our revenue would be when I look back over the last year. So we're building a really big pipeline, building good momentum of sales and revenue as we move forward. And I think as investors see us add new countries over the next few months, they'll also begin to do the math and realize that there's a lot of upside with our sales internationally.
You know, I was looking at your market cap. Your market cap is only around $12.8 million. Your stock price is just a little bit above 10 cents. Giving those metrics, I look at other companies that are semi in your space, and I think you guys are very undervalued. Your revenues increased 50% over 2015 to 2016. My question is, are we going to have that kind of traction for 2017 compared to 2016?
Yeah, right now we're on track for that. We're on track for that and maybe a little more. We don't give guidance specifically to that, but we are on track for that. It really depends on the timing of the signing of the different contracts with the countries. And again, this is not including anything from the FDA. The FDA I kind of view as a kicker when that kicks in late this year, next year. But for this year, we're going to double the number of countries we're in. We'll double the number of devices we place out there, most likely. And there are a few large opportunities that could hit in the upcoming months that are orders that are much bigger than the Taiwan stuff, and they're very substantial. So we're, quite frankly, really excited about some of the opportunities. There's probably 3 countries we're talking to right now that we should hear by the end of the summer, and any of those 3 countries are going to move the dial dramatically for us.
My guest today is Kevin Richardson. He is the CEO of Sanuwave Health, Inc. They trade on the OTCQBs, ticker symbol SNWV. What other indications can Shockwave be used for? I saw that you released a press release yesterday and today. Maybe elaborate a little bit on those 2 press releases, if you could.
Sure. So the one we released today was a collaboration with eCare. It's a imaging system that uses artificial intelligence to help really hone in on how to heal the wound. And that's something that we're really excited about because we're the first collaboration, and it's with a group of science advisors that are behind this that are, it's the who's who. It's the all-star game of the wound care industry, and they are behind it because more and more as we move forward in healthcare, data and information and intelligence are going to be how we have to treat and heal diseases, heal wounds. And so we're really the first to partner with them, and we're really excited about the opportunities that brings. As far as other indications go, we're seeing a lot of traction in the orthopedic area, where we can treat and use our device to treat plantar fasciitis, tennis elbow, different muscle and skeletal issues. So we're having good success there. But right now our main focus is on the diabetic foot ulcer in the U.S. Market. We're waiting for that approval.
In closing here, Kevin, is there anything that maybe we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out to the listeners in closing?
We've stated some milestones for this year, which are setting ourselves up for success in the future. It's an approach where we're going to grow our international. We're going to keep our expenses under control. A lot of the relationships you'll see us announce are substantial. They're name brand recognition, and so we're looking forward to that. And then when we finally get an FDA approval, we're doing all the right things now with partnering with eCare and other companies like that that are going to set ourselves up for a high degree of success. The wound market in the U.S. that we will address is a $4 billion market opportunity. We did, as you pointed out, $1.3 million last year, and we're on pace to double that again this year and then enter the U.S. market the year after.
Well,
we're excited.
Well, I'll tell you what, Stock Day has their eyes on your company. I hope my listeners start looking at your company. I think it's completely undervalued here. I hope that you'll come back on the show in 50 days, give us an update of some international sales and partners as you added. I know that you want to add another 7 or 10 distributors here in 2017. I wish you nothing but continued success, and hopefully you'll come back on the show.
Great. Appreciate it, Everett, and I look forward to coming back. Speak to you soon. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.